Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas.
I'm Eric Osnes.
And we have Sean Martin from Rental Housing Association still with us. We get him for one more segment before his parking expires.
The longer the show goes on.
A little oversight there, yeah. Got to get back to the office.
Yeah, so. The more we talk, he kind of scoots further and further back into the corner. He's like, I'm afraid of you two. I don't know.
What are we, cornering him like a unicorn?
That's right.
Like a lioness.
So, Sean, like a lioness.
Yeah, that's my shout out. Anonymous shout out to somebody who's listening today.
Got a double entendre there, a little covert meaning going on. Okay, good.
Hey, I'd rather do it as a lioness than a cougar.
Wholeheartedly, I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah,
with that.
We're gonna just lay that one to rest
moving right along.
So call us if you have questions for Sean Martin with the Rental Housing Association, www.rhawa.org.
Yep.
And you can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300.
Is it .org or .com?
.org, because we are not-for-profit. So we're,
Okay. I thought you guys used to be a .com because...
Well, we've got them all.
You did a legislative thing.
We've got them all bookmarked, but we go with the .org
okay.
With the not-for-profit status, yeah.
Okay, because, you know, I used to run a nonprofit of my own, and we couldn't do any kind of legislative type stuff, but you guys work with legislators. So can you explain that?
Yeah, so we are not-for-profit, not a nonprofit. I think that's maybe where the difference is there, but we do a ton of stuff locally, meaning City of Seattle, up Everett, even Bellingham, you know, if it's by phone or snail mail or email with those guys down in Vancouver. We're everywhere locally following stuff that's going on. That's actually my personal thing, part of my job there is to keep up what's going on locally. And then we've got a lobby team in Olympia as well. And so we kicked off the session this year, obviously. We're already in the short session. We just had our lobby day last week, actually, down in Olympia, and had about 130 people show up for that, which was awesome, met with the legislators, get out. So really our interest as an association on the government affairs side is to put our best foot forward as an industry, represent our membership as well as rental property owners as a whole to really spread the word on the importance of rental housing in the community. I think a lot of people, there's kind of a negative connotation of landlords, especially in a market where rents have gone up you know, by a lot in the past couple of years. And people think it's, you know, the greedy corporate guys and Wall Street and all that, and that's not reality with what we've got as far as a membership. And so we're constantly fighting that kind of negative perception publicly. And, you know, the reality is that we provide more than half of the housing in the city of Seattle. And we don't think that owners are valued enough for providing that public good.
And many of those owners are small owners. They might own one or two properties.
Well, like you said, the base of your membership is people who have 10 or fewer units. Yeah. And that was even something that our biz dev meeting this morning in Renton, they were talking about some of it, like the Sunset area and surrounding was only 35% to 50% homeownership rates. So that's a
very low,
enormous amount of rental property in a, you know, very tight area. And when you look at what homeownership rates are nationally, I mean, they've dropped significantly. I think at the peak, we were around 71%, and then they got all the way down to about 65. They're hovering maybe just slightly up to 66 right now. But there are definitely pockets where landlords, you know, they're just trying to do the right thing. You know, you're trying to have a good place. So
what are some of the initiatives that you've got going on down in Olympia?
Well, down there, we've got a good foot forward on a couple bills. One is dealing with screening, and we've had this push from tenant advocates over the last probably 5 years trying to mandate and force owners to accept a tenant-provided copy of a screening report. Mm-hmm. For us, that was a no-go for obvious reasons, you know, the situation of someone committing fraud, giving information that's just not relevant or not sufficient to what you need to do the screening, even if it's accurate. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of reached a compromise where we're pushing a bill forward down there that will basically make owners state up front on their advertisements if they have a page for their ads where they maintain the listings and things like that, and as well as their minimum screening criteria, which you provide to anyone that takes an application up front that says, here's what I'm looking for. On both of those places, we're going to tell you whether or not we accept a portable report, because there is a product on the market called My Screening Report, which is available through RHA, actually, where a tenant can pay one time and it's good for 30 days and the credit continually refreshes. And so we've reached a compromise with that. There will be some changes with unlawful detainers, which is an eviction filing. If the tenant wins in court, meaning the court, the judge says, yes, you did not do whatever, you didn't fail to pay rent or whatever the situation was, those can be sealed so they're not reported, as well as the 14-day deposit refund period is going to be bumped up to 21 days. So that's one bill we're looking at. The other is really focused on trying to get incentives for preserving existing affordability. And this is a huge push with Seattle behind the mayor's HALA recommendations to say, let's give a tax exemption similar to the multifamily tax exemptions given for new construction. Let's expand that, find a way to make it work for existing properties that have affordable rents in them right now, so that those people will be incentivized to keep them affordable for another 10, 15 years.
And so you're not talking about rent control. You're talking about more of a voluntary system.
Totally voluntary, yeah. So there's
the
benefit to the owner of, I'm not paying a local property tax for that period of time and I'm committing it, you know, the rent will exceed no more than this. And we think it's a win-win for tenants and for owners, many of whom are still catching up from being behind the eight ball during the recession, from, you know, with deferred maintenance, making sure that properties are kept up to a good standard so they can pass the city's inspections program.
Well, and this is a really, really good point that you bring up, because a lot of the rental stock out there, and I know personally of so many homeowners that had a property, they were upside down on it, they were underwater, they couldn't sell it, you know, because of the recession. So their only decision was either let it go or maybe convert it to a rental and supplement that mortgage. You know, they were not making a positive cash flow. They were struggling every month. So now finally, you know, they're starting to catch up. We've seen some equity build up in homes and that sort of a thing. So it's good. I think an incentive like that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It's a positive opportunity that we've had with the city, and it's an about face from rent control that they had been pursuing and is not going anywhere in Olympia. You know, maybe reality set in there. But this is something that, you know, will actually preserve and maybe even create new affordable units that rent control wouldn't do. So that's what we're hoping for, at least. We'll see.
Well, I know that there are a lot of people that would like to see some of that still made available. We taught a class this last weekend for home buying, and I was surprised actually in the room for the number of folks who were actually living within very core Seattle neighborhoods.
That's right.
I was surprised how many of them were paying $1,500 or less in rent.
Right. But we didn't ask if they were living in someone's basement. You know, I think that some of those may very well have been.
It could be.
You know, but.
Could be.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was a fair enough. I think there was at least four. And they were all in seriously core, like, you know, Ballard, Greenwood, Capitol Hill.
They had affordable amounts.
I was really surprised.
The data is actually not as dire as some of the numbers would suggest, mostly because the new construction is so much more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So if we take stuff in totality and say the average rents went up 200% or, you know, whatever amount. But the reality is that there actually is a lot of the existing stuff, and that's where this program in Olympia, if we can get it passed, would help keep those places affordable. But there are still a fair amount of existing, you know, it's probably older 70s and earlier stock. But, you know, a lot of people, they want to live in a certain area. And
that's it. All those neighborhoods, that was the question about buying a home and how they could afford to do that, was they want to stay in those neighborhoods. They like those neighborhoods.
That's right.
And it's been the case since, I mean, you know, when I bought my first house in the 1990s, I remember it being the question of, you know, before I was a real estate agent, talking to my agents and telling, okay, I want to live right around Green Lake. And he's like, oh, tell me something I've never heard before.
Right.
You know, and that's where most people tend to kind of gravitate a lot of times, is into these pocket neighborhoods that are very walkable and have lots of amenities and things that they can get to. And they don't want to leave. And there is that risk of being priced out right now. So, you know, it's a challenge on both directions, both for rentals and for purchasing. But I'm glad to see that there's some work trying to get around it, because I kept hearing about rent control and everyone's just been kind of freaking about
yeah,
that.
That was a big concern last year in Seattle, and that's not something that comes up anywhere else. But you've got you know, a certain council member, particular council member who will not name, but I think everyone knows, and that was her big pet issue. Along with the $15 minimum wage, was we're going to get rent control. It was on the backside of that $15 an hour minimum wage sign. And, you know, there's political reasons why a resolution was passed in Seattle, but a resolution, you know, mm-hmm. is not law. And we've got, thankfully, more of a balance in Olympia where things are thought about in real practical world terms, not political mm-hmm. terms and social movement terms.
That's right, because nobody really is trying to pull a fast one here. You know, it just mm-hmm. needs to be a fair system. And that's something that's oftentimes lost when we get into all these political arguments, especially. How much of your time is spent on the legislative side, Sean?
That's a large chunk of it, really, especially the local stuff. I mean, there's always something. There's never not an issue going on, particularly in Seattle, just given the market and kind of the fervor that people have for, you know, greedy landlords is kind of the mantra of the day right now. So that it's two-thirds, three-quarters of my time definitely tracking local legislative stuff, contacting council members. We'll be down hopefully soon, getting in the door with some new folks there. And that's really a big focus of what I'm doing there.
Excellent.
Well, I want to thank you personally for that, just because I know how much time I spend on a lot of other things, and I am a landlord. So there's no way I could continue doing all the things I do on behalf of the real estate side of things, plus my music stuff that I do and doing this show and everything else. But to know that there's some other folks kind of paying attention that I can get good resources from and good information from whenever I need it. I mean, that's
you guys have been a wonderful organization.
Thank you.
It can't be understated. I think people, when you're going into City Hall, when I'm going into City Hall, and if I'm, you know, giving testimony on a bill or something like that with mm-hmm. council, our folks, most rental owners really, they have day jobs. They can't keep up on stuff. They can't get out of the office at noon to go to a council meeting. And so, you know, having, you know, myself, the rest of our lobby team, association lobbying teams mm-hmm. With other groups, is a huge benefit for everyone. And strength in numbers is the thing that I always tell people. You know, even if you don't need the screening, but, you know, maybe you just join to be a part of someone that's doing good for you, good for the rest of the industry. It helps.
Right. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Sean Martin from the Rental Housing Association of Washington. Join this group. If you're own rental properties or thinking about it, log on to their site at www.rhawa.org. And give a shout out to Sean Martin from the RHA. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell him you heard it here. Open House with Team Reba.
1300 KKOL.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.